What did we have before that? Well, we had The Long Stay and the Hell and Earth Band and Space Nature. I like that a lot. Rice Rocket. And, of course, Hotel St. George. We've got Heavy Glow here. We've got a member of Heavy Glow. Introduce yourself and say hello.
Hello. This is Jared.
Jared, how you doing tonight, man? Nice to have you here.
Doing very well. Thank you.
The Filth and the Fury is what we're celebrating tonight. I played the track as the local member of the day earlier this week. And it's only $5. What a bargain, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's coming out tonight and should be online tomorrow, hopefully.
Okay.
So, be awesome. Everybody come down. If you're not here already, everybody else is here. So.
Yeah, why not? Free food still going on. It's a free show. And you guys probably go on, I believe, about 10 o'clock. So, plenty of time to come down here and at least catch some of the bands. It is a free show, and you can pick up The Filth and the Fury for just $5.
Super easy.
Do you know my friends over here in Gunrunner? Have you ever met them?
I don't. It's nice to meet you.
Gunrunner, introduce yourselves. Get up on the microphone there.
Hi, I'm Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Tommy.
Hi, Tommy Graff. How you doing? Formerly
good.
Of the Mojave and formerly of anything else? No.
Original Tommy.
That's it. Tommy Graff has got his own solo record out right now. But you can get that in stores. Can you get that at M-Theory?
Yeah, M-Theory and Lose Records.
Does Diego have him on the front counter at Lucha Libre?
No, he won't. He won't let
him. You won't do that?
No. He won't.
Oh, that's terrible. All right, so Tommy, you are going on tour, right? You're getting ready to do some stuff just with the Tommy Graff project?
Hopefully, I'm trying to get that, but most importantly with Gunrunner.
Okay, Gunrunner, what are they doing? What do they got planned? I know I've got that EP from you.
We got Ruby Room on the 11th, actually, with Riddle the Roar and Secret Apollo.
Oh, nice. Secret Apollo's making a return. They haven't played for a little while.
Yeah.
And who's all in the band? Diego's in the band, too?
Yes, Diego is the bass player, and Carlos is the drummer.
Is it true that you only have him in the band so you guys can eat at Lucha Libre for free?
Yeah, that, and I can keep my job at Lucha Libre.
Oh, well, you work there. What do you do?
I'm at the front counter slinging tacos on a regular basis.
They let gringos work there?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. Tacosmackdown.com. So you would actually serve somebody if they were sitting at the champion table? Do you have to put on something nice to serve?
Just a friendly smile, usually.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Gunrunner is the band, and what's the website?
Right now we're just going out the MySpace. We're brand new. It's Gunrunner the band at the MySpace /
All right.
The deal.
Diego, anything you want to add? No?
Not really.
Hey, Diego, how's that local music coming on the jukebox there at the Lucha Libre?
It'll be up this week, I swear. Okay. It'll be up this week.
All right. Check out, again, tacosmackdown.com, and thanks to Lucha Libre. And like I said, come down now because Heavy Glow, it's 9 o'clock right now, right? So Boy Scout's about to go on. You got an hour to come down and see Heavy Glow, and it's free. And that $5 you save not having to pay to get in, you can buy their new CD and relive the Heavy Glow memories over and over and over again. Wouldn't that be nice, Jared?
Yes.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
You want to say hi to the rest of your bandmates? He's looking. You think he'd have anything to add?
Joe, you want to say hi?
I'm the bass player, man. I don't say anything.
All right, there you go. That's Joe from the band. All right, guys. Well, Gunrunner and Heavy Glow hanging out. And Heavy Glow's playing tonight. When was that next Gunrunner show again?
February 11th at the Ruby Room.
You guys got to cut some radio edits for your songs. They're all like 6 minutes.
We're working on it.
Okay. Just want to pass that on. 3 minutes. It's a good pop song. I love it, though. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back with Anti-Citizens. Anti-Citizens is in my general vicinity. We're having a ball at the Casbah. I want to thank Tim Mates for letting us do this and having all his employees here working hard at a free show. It's a free show, everybody. Come on down to the Casbah. It's the Local 94.9. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to Maine and Maple?
How's that cook?
How do you change the ringtone?
How much does this cost?
Does this bus stop at Elm Street?
We ask questions everywhere in life, except...
Any questions?
No.
At the doctor's office, ask questions.
What is this test for?
Are there any side effects?
Questions lead to better health care. Go to ahrq.gov for a list of 10 questions everyone should know. Questions are the answer. Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Energy Hog to Team! Get in that house and waste some energy!
No problem! It's got leaky windows!
And no attic insulation!
This house is under attack by Energy Hogs. They show up anywhere energy's wasted.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
You have the power to get rid of Energy Hogs.
Someone's home!
It's an energy-efficient light bulb!
Go to EnergyHog.org for fun games and lots of hog-busting tips.
EnergyHog.org? That's it! Get out of there!
Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
This is actor Angie Harmon working as a...
Good day, citizens. Stand by for vital financial information from LendingTree.
Urgent. Get a $200,000 fixed loan for just $1,074 a month at LendingTree.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Internet radio is booming, with 42 million listeners a week at last count. What does this mean for you? Well, nothing. Unless you're advertising to this potential customer base that's growing every day. Isn't it time to try Target Spot?
Allie?
All the tracks are super.
Am I live, Allie? Am I up? I'm sorry, Allie?
You're on.
I can't believe it. This is amazing. We're having too much fun here at the Casbah.
Too much fun.
And it's hard to hear what's going on. It's a loud rock and roll show, and we're talking about hip-hop right now. I do have the anti-citizens here. Gentlemen, yes. Introduce yourselves.
I am Berserkowitz. I am Freedom Fighter for Life. We got
DJ Artistry.
And I am the one and only Mr. Ridley.
Mr. Ridley.
Very nice, guys. Thanks for coming down. Thanks for sending the new tracks. We got a couple new tracks we're going to play here back to back.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. You're crazy, yeah. And I like it.
I like it.
It's good. You know, I think you guys are really into the hip-hop scene here in the community.
Yeah.
And I know you were saying that local radio doesn't do much to support the local hip-hop community.
Unfortunately.
Local hip-hop radio does not support
us. But 94.9 does.
Apparently.
Well, I try. Over the years, you know, definitely things like Deep Rooted. That track Orko hooked me up with began this beautiful relationship, Mr. Ridley.
Exactly.
You know, even Tribe of Kings, some of the just different things along the vein of hip-hop and even spoken word here in town.
Yeah.
It is fun to support. And definitely, you know, I'm not really... I can like some gangster stuff, believe it. You know, I'm a big fan of N.W.A. back in the day. But, you know, personally, I kind of like something that's a little more fun and conscious and
definitely.
And has a better message.
Yeah.
I'm assuming these songs do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they have a big message.
I like it.
Because, you know, when it comes down to it, music needs to have a strong message. It needs to be saying something. And I feel like if you're making music, you're not saying anything, you're wasting your time.
What's the type of music we make? We make music to elevate people's minds, you know, like regardless, you know, we kind of disregard what's going on in the mainstream of the basically superficial, you know, glorification of, you know, the tangible.
That's
things.
A nice we gold rope you have on, though. You got a nice
rope?
Your big fat gold rope there.
Hey.
That was a joke.
This is the radio.
That was a joke.
The radio, you can't see. I don't have any gold rope.
How long has Anti-Citizens been a project?
It's honestly been officially Anti-Citizens for probably about 4 years, I want to say now.
And how did you guys meet?
We actually grew up together. We went to high school.
What part of San Diego?
Kind of like East County, technically.
Spring Valley area.
Yeah, Spring Valley.
There's no hip-hop in Spring Valley. You guys have... You're supposed to have a lifted truck or something,
right? A lifted truck.
Oh, yeah. Got a truck.
You mean in East County?
You're moving
like
too far.
I know.
You're moving to the Santee Lakeside area.
Okay. Yeah, one more. Know what? We're not... We're about... Being universal. It's about being universal.
What high school did you go to?
It's music.
We both went to Valhalla. He went to Valhalla more than I did. I went to Valhalla, then I went to Chaparral and Mount Miguel. And
you were the delinquent?
I was the black sheep of my family. I'll admit that.
How do people find Anti-Citizens online?
You're going to go to myspace.com/TheAntiCitizens. myspace.com/TheAntiCitizens.
Is that two E's in the?
No, there's 17, actually.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
You're
going to put TH, 17 E's, and then, you know, you just, you know, put a bunch of garble-gobble in there, and then you'll find us.
Where does the band play? Where can you guys?
Everywhere.
Where can people see you?
We are going to be playing a big benefit on February 19th. It's going to be at
the Queen Bee
in North Park.
It's going to be ages.
All ages show.
Yeah. Hey, not it's all ages, but aside from being all ages, we have a full bar.
Oh, nice.
Which in San Diego never happens.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's Anti-Citizens, very Scarlet true. Symphony,
cool. Yep.
Cause and Craze.
Nice. DJ Unite from Tribe of Kings
is going to be
like
there.
And, it's going to be a really good night with a lot of, you know, good people, good music. We're actually going to be doing a set that night with Scarlet Symphony. They're going to play two songs with us because, as it turns out, Scarlet Symphony, we grew up with those guys.
Yeah.
They went to school with us, middle school with
us. The first song I ever made was with Josh and Zach from Scarlet Symphony at 12 years old.
Oh, yep. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
It is a small world in this local music community.
It is.
And the cool thing is the fact that you guys have actually gotten together, and there's a track we're going to play here right now where Scarlet Symphony, which, you know, to me is kind of a modern-day incarnation of something like Led Zeppelin.
Wow.
And they're phenomenal.
That's
and
a wonderful compliment.
And then to have, you know, them doing some hip-hop stuff, you know,
well, and it's just so cool how more open they were to doing the Tron with us, and especially not just because we were friends, but because they enjoy all types of music, and they're such just talented, open-minded people.
We need more of that, though. More of the kind of, you know, the community's different aspects of the music.
And you know, Tim Piles right here is one of the only people in San Diego in any media outlet, you know, regardless, that is willing to support all aspects of music and recognize that hip-hop is music, you know, and we are artists, and we are, you know, creating good stuff that people can listen
definitely
to, you know.
And know what, and these days when people hear hip-hop, or me personally, when I hear hip-hop, I think negative,
right?
Because so much hip-hop that's being made right now is so subpar and it's barely music.
Yeah.
And we're staying in tune with not just our neighborhoods, not just society, not just the world, but, you know, staying in tune with the natural, you know, thoughts of everybody. And
nice.
Saying things that mean something, making good music.
Well, and it's about being in a world right now, and Mark Twain said it best. He said, my country is the world, and my religion is to do good. And you know what? That's a great saying that I think we could all live by, you know, negating nationalism or racism or anything like that, and just trying to become one as a people. And with music, we can really do something like that, where we all come together and recognize that we're doing a really great thing with our music, and we're reaching lots of people and expanding their minds when they listen to it. So at the end of that, I think we should just play the next song, because we talk a lot about it, and it's Scarlet Symphony.
This song is called Heaven, Anti-Citizens, featuring Scarlet Symphony. This is the new radio hit.
Believe it. And we're going to play another track, actually, that features Dre from
Are we doing a back-to-back?
Yeah, back-to-back.
And also, we have Lucky I Am, PSE from Living Legends, a longtime friend of mine. We've been friends for about 10 years as well.
Nice. There's a hip-hop scene in San Diego. And
right here.
These guys are doing more to keep it alive. We're going to play a block.
Despite what Kevin Hellman says, there is a San Diego hip-hop scene of very talented artists.
I was about to say something, but
directly to you, my friend Kevin Hellman.
I was going to say something, but Tim Piles told me not to cuss.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
We will not swear, but Kevin Hellman, this is a message directly to you. There is a hip-hop scene in San Diego greater than anything you have ever seen in your life.
Greater than your life.
And until you start to respect it and understand it, you will remain ignorant.
Thank you. That is Mr. Ridley and, of course,
Berserkowitz,
the Anti-Citizens.
DJ
and, thank you. The whole group's here, and they're telling you the truth, man. You should believe it.
The truth.
And Kevin Hellman. Let's just prove it to him now.
This is the revolution right here. Check
it. Let's do it.
It's a block of Anti-Citizens on the local 94.9.
The time's running out to give sight to the blind. It's time to pick up the pace and put it all on the line and change the face of the life I designed. The love in my heart too many have never seen. The drive in myself that all started as a dream. The hate in my spirit from a drug fiend. See, my destiny was never chosen, but I live it every day. I'm on my own path, existence is like clay. For every day that I'm given, I can shape it anyway. It's the beauty of it all. I can rise or I can fall. I can get broken down or stay rough, but it stands tall. My mission is my own. I create my own loss, but I get better every day that I recognize my flaws. I get stronger every time I help someone that was lost. And you ain't really living if you never found the cause. Barely
see the star anymore. Like a little campfire in a burn down the forest. This manifest destiny reality is 25 years in the fantasy factory. And it's all that I have to build up my legacy. It seems so selfish. You go trip right into history. Like I'm succeeding just to have a decent eulogy. But when I'm dead and gone, I can't just be a fading memory. But what do I know? Does a shell have a soul? Or will I be dust when I'm stuck in a hole? I want to believe in an afterlife, please. But men cannot know things that they've never seen. I perceive when the walls have broken down around me that the answers will proceed to be impossible to reach. And the peace is found in sleep, the only real tranquility. So when I close my eyes, the final time will be heavenly. Running steady, gunning for the finish. Let off the gas, stare deep into the infinite. And see yourself inside, recognize you are part of it. No man is better than the next. And you are not the sum of boxes that you check on any man-made test. Life's the opposite of everything you expect. A chess game played against yourself until you lose breath.
A life enticed by cameras and bright lights. Vanity took control of your soul overnight. First it felt right, now it feels real wrong. You can't even recognize yourself in your songs. Your own lyrics turn their back on your own spirit. You hate how you feel every time that you hear it. As hard as you pretend to be, you still fear it. Changing yourself, trying to get them to feel it.
A lot of bitter luck and a little bit of pride and a smidge of some rough. Been spent in the rough patches, dwindled up till they didn't even seem like they mean very much. Feel like a fiend in the gut when it comes to the beat and the dream and the rush. I call it passion. They chase fashion trends, they never lasting longer than the 15 minutes they was granted. Hand me a mic's like lucky, get it cracking, please. These other rappers got a yapping disease that never happened to be proactive. They be lacking the grease, so I smash them, start grappling knees. Make them tap, tap, tap. Like a beat, but in fact, this a metaphor for how I compete. In rap, we exaggerate the obvious things, but keep track, stay honest, spit what you believe.
Life is whatever you make it, haters, you're
to the questions that we constantly got. And man-made solutions never carry much stock. In my mind, I see religion as direction of the flock. But to each his own, all we got is our choices. Action makes progression, not the echo of your voices. Put your foot into it, now you amplify your talk. Mastering your ceremony, delegate all your thoughts.
Yo. There stands a mortal man in full control of the power he put in his hand. This your proof of point to show these cowards how a man stands. Even in his innocence, hate was in his senses. Some say it was due to his nemesis. The evil that's in all of us, mankind's arrogant. Nothing is garrulous, flaws are inherited. To understand the bull flow and hate it with my narratives.
Life is whatever you make it.
The local 94.9 KBZT. That's right, FM 94.9, and we are broadcasting live from the Casbah. That was two songs from Anti-Citizens, and they had one more thing they wanted to let you know.
Yeah, I just want you to know that last song was with Just B from Deep Rooted, and we had Lucky I Am from Living Legends on the second verse there, longtime friend of ours. Track was produced by DJ Shag, who's an awesome human being.
He works for Marvel Comics.
Also works for Marvel Comics, which is really interesting, you know, another thing that he does. But I also want you to know, we have a whole group now called 2012 Dynasty, and it's pretty much the conglomerate that includes Orca Elohim. We got a new group called Cause and Craze. Right now I'm in the works with a notorious, you know, a Southeast San Diego gangster rapper named Black Mikey.
Buck.
He's pretty well known, you know, runs with Mitchie Slick and all them. A lot of cool projects coming out right now. We got Jimmy Powers. He's got a new record coming out really soon. And we really just want you all tuned in to whatever we're doing. So, you know, you Google us. You Google anything we're doing. And we love all your support.
Definitely.
And we just love making music. We all, you know, we want you all to get a part of it and check out some hip hop that you might enjoy. Even if you think you don't really like hip hop, we represent something different, you know, with everything. So
well, we do.
That's right. Mr. Ridley. We got Artistry, DJ Artistry, and Berserkowitz. That is Anti-Citizens.
Definitely.
And
as of now, the third member, brand new member, DJ Artistry.
Brand new member, DJ Artistry.
And we're very happy to have him.
And February 19th, we have a show.
Haiti Benefit
at the Queen Bee. It is going to be Scarlet Symphony, Anti-Citizens, Cause and Craze, DJ Unite from Tribe of Kings, DJ Marcellus Wallace. We got a really good lineup going on, Generic and Anik. And you know, it's really for a good cause, and we'd love all you to see out there. It's all ages, plus 21 and up if you want to drink, full bar. We'd love to see you out there, and it's a really good cause. So we really thank Tim Piles tonight for having us on.
Hey.
Hell yeah. Good human being for supporting good local
music. Tim Piles, thank you for giving us the recognition on the radio that we've been wanting to have in San Diego. You know, it sucks having people play our stuff in Japan and Europe, and in San Diego, people don't know as much as they do other
places.
Do
now.
Now they do.
Thanks
to the one and only Tim Piles.
Pick up 94.9 for being one of the coolest radio stations in San Diego, period, regardless of what genre you're representing.
Yeah.
Anti-Citizens, February 19th. Check them out at the Queen Bee, and that's right there in lovely North Park. You can't miss it, and it's great that there's going to be an 18 and up kind of vibe going on so the kids can
with
come.
With alcohol.
With alcohol. That's more than a human could ever ask for.
Exactly. It's myspace.com/theanti-citizens. Anti-Citizens. Or you can just Google Anti-Citizens.
And a million things will come up.
There you go.
You'll know a million things about us.
Y'all have a good night. Be safe. Drive safe.
Thanks, guys. We're going to take a quick break. Allie, I think we'll do some commercials, if you don't mind. And I'm going to come back with a really cool track that was recorded live here at the Casbah, a band that I love very much called No Knife. And I think they dedicate the song to me. It's one of my favorite songs by the band, Sweep Away My Shadow, and it's live from the Casbah. Coming up after the short commercial break, got a few more bands we want to talk to before the local or the pile session comes up at 9:30. I do have a pile session tonight at 9:30. It will be a radio takeover by Italian Japanese. We just recorded that a couple weeks ago, and we're going to start that at roughly 9:30. But before then, we got a few more things to get to. I'm going to take that break. It's the Local 94.9.
Hey, Tim, we got no commercials. You want to play some music?
Oh, my gosh. Allie, are you kidding me? Really? No way. No commercials? Well, that's... I don't know if that's good or bad. I think the word is it's actually bad. I mean, because we want to make sure we get paid, don't we, Allie? Can we sell some commercials real quick? Just you and me. Just make a couple phone calls. I don't know. Call Jack in the Box. See if we can get something for them. All right, then I guess we're just going to go right into that song from one of my favorite local bands, No Knife, doing Sweep Away My Shadow. It's live from here at the Casbah. I'm live from here at the Casbah. It's funny. It's silly how those things happen that way. Take it away then, Allie. It's FM 94.9.
So, we really appreciate that Tim and all the Casbah guys included us in these festivities. I see a lot of faces here that I've seen for years and years and years. I guess 20 years or almost.